Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord, everybody. Oh, let's lift our hands and worship the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Let's worship Him. Let's praise Him. Let's thank God for His goodness. Glory to Itaboria Sandala Katabahasaya. Indalaboria Sandalabaha. Ita Katabahosaya. Praise God. Let's ask God to have His way here tonight in this service. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, for the promises unto you and to your children and to them that are far off, even to as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, let's praise Him. Glory to God. Praise God. Then turning to Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of, and renewing of, and renewing of, and renewing of the Holy Ghost, and renewing of the Holy Ghost, and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. You may be seated. First, I want to give honor to God tonight. Thank Him for the blessings of the Lord that was in the service this morning and is in this service here tonight. Praise God. And I want to give honor also again to Bishop Copeland and his good wife, and to your pastor and his good wife. Praise God. Amen. And to the visitors that are here tonight, and to the ministry that is here tonight, visiting ministers, local ministers, whatever. I am happy to be in Georgia tonight. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to get right down to business. Now, I want you to hear what I'm about to say. First of all, this morning, we took care of everything. We put everything under the blood. Everything under the blood. And we have forgiven ourselves for anything in the past. Oh, yeah. And the Bible said if we confess our sins, and we did this morning to God, if we confess our sins, He, that is God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. We have come to this service tonight. We have come to this service tonight to be refilled. Everything's under the blood. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, what I'm going to preach to you tonight is very elementary, very elementary, very elementary, and very basic. We're going to go back to the basics tonight. And I'm going to tell you right now what the will of God is for this service. You don't have to pray about it. I already have. And it's biblical, it's Bible, it's right. And it's for every man in this house tonight. It's for every woman in this house tonight. It's for every teenager in this house tonight. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's for every child in this house tonight. Glory to the will of God is for everybody. Everybody say everybody.
Everybody.
All the men say me too.
Me too.
All the women say me too.
Me too.
All the choir says me too.
Me too.
Well, that was either I'm a good choir director or y'all a good choir. Say me too.
Me too.
Oh, you know what the will of God is? For everybody. Now, let me say this. Woo, I feel it already. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can get it tonight. Do you hear me? If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can get it tonight. There is a Holy Ghost atmosphere in this house. Yeah. And while I'm thinking about it, I better say this. You folks need to build another sanctuary. Everybody that's a part of this local church, you need to get behind this pastor and this church. With your finances, you need to build. It's the will of God to build a bigger sanctuary. It's the will of God. But anyway, it's the will of God. It's the will of God for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every teenager, everybody, all of us, every preacher. That includes me. Yeah. We need a renewing of the Holy Ghost tonight. Now, I'm not saying you're backslid, but you may be somebody, I don't know. But everybody needs to pray through tonight. I said everybody needs to pray through tonight. Everybody needs to pray through tonight. Every one of us needs to get a renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now, by that I'm saying we need to pray through, speak in tongues, and get refilled. The Bible said, and renewing of, the Bible says, renewing of the Holy Ghost. You say, Brother Morton, I've had the Holy Ghost for 60 years. It makes no difference. We're going to get it again tonight. If you've had the Holy Ghost 3 weeks, we're going to get it again tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody ought to want to pray through. Everybody ought to want to talk in tongues. Hey, 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 this is revival. Revival. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody. Now, when I say pray through, that's a Pentecostal term. But that means we pray through to the place that we receive the Holy Ghost again. And we speak in tongues again. I'm telling you, this church is already high. But tonight, if everybody pray through, speak in tongues, it could step up a little higher. We always need to step up a little higher. We always need to step up a little, come on. We always need to step up a little higher. I'm talking about praying through to the place that when you wake up in the morning, you feel brand new. When you wake up in the morning, you say, I ain't prayed through like that in a long time. Now, I want to say this, but I don't want to rub nobody in the wrong way. But I want to encourage you. I want to inspire you. The question is, the big question here tonight is, how long has it been since you talked in tongues? Now, I believe that there's people here tonight that you received the Holy Ghost one time. You spoke in tongues. You've been baptized in Jesus' name. Maybe you've been in the church a long time. But the question is, how long has it been since you really prayed through? I'm telling you what. And this is Bible. If we don't have an up-to-date tongue-talking experience when Jesus comes, we will not go in the rapture. I said if we don't have an up-to-date tongue-talking experience, it's going to take that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead to quicken this mortal body and for us to be caught up to meet him in the air. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Oh, ho, 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 ho. If you'll remember in the Bible, there was the 10 virgins. The Bible said 5 of them were wise. That's what the Bible said. And 5 of them were foolish. What made the wise wise? they had oil in their vessel with their lamp. And the Bible said they were virgins and they were unspotted from the world. They were not contaminated with the world. They did not, we're comparing it to this day. Now this is that I'm talking about is in the Bible. It's in the Word of God. So 2,000 years ago, when this was told, Jesus wanted it in the book for Buford, Georgia tonight. I believe that. He knew Buford, Georgia is going to need it tonight. Yeah, they no need of me preaching to California or to Arkansas or to Oklahoma. It's Georgia night tonight, right here in Buford. Praise God. Now, I'm going to preach a while, then we're going to pray through. Everybody wants to pray through, say amen. Everybody wants to really pray through, say amen. Oh, we can wake up in the morning a new person, a new feeling. Oh, yeah. But anyway, the five wise virgins, they were virgins. So was the foolish virgins. The Bible said they were virgins. They weren't spotted from the world. They lived a good, clean life. Let's bring it down and compare it to Pentecost today. They dressed right. They looked right. They lived right. They were clean. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But the foolish virgins, they did not have... They were right doctrinally. They were right doctrinally. They had their lamps, and the lamp there is a type of the Word of God. That Word is a lamp unto my feet. That's what the Bible said. I've got more scriptures, but I ain't got time to preach everything tonight. The lamp there is a type of the Word of God. They believed in one God. They believed in Acts 2:38. I'm preaching here tonight. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They paid their tithe. They were faithful to church. Yet the Bible said they did not have oil in their vessel. This is our vessel. I'm telling you, God wants to fill every vessel here tonight with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Itakababahasaya. Oh, I feel revival in the air tonight. It's time for Georgia to step up a little higher. Oh, the Bible said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all one mind, one place, one accord, and suddenly there come a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. God wants everybody here tonight to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, let's raise our hands and worship God. Come on, let's worship God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you've got the Holy Ghost, how long has it been since you preached, really prayed through and talked in tongues? Hey, you may shout, but shouting ain't talking in tongues. We believe in shouting. You may run, but running ain't talking in tongues. And we run. You may clap your hands. You may sing, but how long's it been? You understand what I'm talking about? How long's it been since we had a Holy Ghost golly washer? We need a Holy Ghost golly washer. Praise God. Now the wise virgins, they were virgins. They had their lamps. They were right doctrinally. But they had the oil. And when the bridegroom came, they that had the oil along with their vessel and their lamp, whatever, they went in. And the Bible said the door was shut. I'm telling you, when Jesus Christ comes... And we don't have the oil. We don't have the up-to-date, tongue-talking, Holy Ghost experience. Yeah, but I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Yeah, but how long's it been since you really prayed through? I'm telling you, the door is going to be shut in our face. God's trying to get us ready for the rapture. God's trying to get us ready for the rapture. Hallelujah. It's one thing to get it. It's another thing to keep it. And some of you are sitting there right now. And like I said this morning, I don't have to stand here and say, the Holy Ghost has showed me there's somebody here that hadn't prayed through it a long time. Common sense tells me there's people here. It's been too long since you really, glory to God. It's been too long since you really prayed through and talked in tongues. I'm talking about really getting it again. About 725 years before Christ. In other words, about 2,700 years ago, Isaiah the prophet, the silver-tongued prophet of old, he prophesied about the Holy Ghost. He said, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. This is that day when with stammering lips and another tongue God is speaking through his people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. About 800 years, 2,800 years ago, Joel prophesied about the Holy Ghost. It says, and it shall come to pass, afterwards, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. I'm telling you, that was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2. The Apostle Peter said, this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. I'm here tonight to tell you, this is that that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. This is God's will for this service tonight. You say, Brother Morton, I'm just all bound up. You know why you're all bound up? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. If you was really prayed through, you wouldn't be bound up. The reason you're bound up is because the Spirit of the Lord is not moving in your bosom like it ought to be moving. Oh, this is Holy Ghost night. This is tongue-talking night. This is pray-through night. Glory to God. Oh, Bible said they were all filled. I would to God that we could go home tonight, Pastor, and say everybody was filled tonight. Those that didn't get it, got it. Those that didn't have it, got it. Those that had it, got it again. Oh, come on, let's raise our hands and worship God. Praise the Lord. Bible said a renewing of the Holy Ghost. A renewing of the Holy Ghost. Bible said in the seventh chapter of the book of John, the 37th verse, in the last day, that great day of the feast, that Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, Jesus stood and said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. We ought to be thirsty tonight for a Holy Ghost outpour. Every man in this church needs a breakthrough tonight. Every woman in this church needs a breakthrough tonight. Every young person needs to pray through. Every preacher needs to pray through. Oh, we ought to be excited about the Holy Ghost. That's right. We ought to be excited about the Holy Ghost. I was not born and raised in Pentecost. I'll tell you about the first time I heard about the Holy Ghost. We just moved out here from Texas, West Texas, out here, I mean, to California. I'm used to being in California. Hey, I want to tell you something. Don't come to California, please. We got all the trouble we can stand now. Oh, anyway, I was in the second grade. I was in the second grade, and there was a boy in the second grade. His name was Floyd, but we called him Peanut. Peanut could whoop everybody from the first grade, maybe through the eighth grade. I don't know how long he'd been in the second grade, but he was tough. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But one day the teacher said, has anybody got anything to share with the class? Oh, I'll never forget it. I'd never heard of the Holy Ghost. I didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, Peanut was as mean as the devil. But he raised his hand. And the teacher, she didn't call him Peanut. She called him Floyd. Said, Floyd, what do you want to share with us? And old Floyd stood up. I'll never forget it. I can hear him now. He said, teacher, I want to tell you something. We're just in second grade. He said, teacher, I want to tell you something. My grandpa got the Holy Ghost. And he went to explaining about the, I'm honest before God, I was just out there from West Texas. I thought a ghost was something that creeped around under a sheet of spooking people. But that's the first, and the teacher had a hard time getting that boy to shut up because he was, hey, grandpa, it's time to get the Holy Ghost again. Hey, grandma, it's time to get the Holy Ghost again. Praise God. Oh, let's give the Lord a good hand clap. Praise God. It said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly, that's what the Bible said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, rivers. We need the Holy Ghost flowing out of us tonight. And years later, we moved to another place. And I started hanging around. Let me tell you, the first time I ever went to a Jesus Name Apostolic One God Tongue Talking Church, it was on a Sunday school bus. I'm telling you, in my life, it took the old rugged cross and the old rugged bus. Yeah, I remember I was just a kid. I went visiting my cousin. He said, he's 6 months older than me. He said, you know, I go to Sunday school now. He said, a bus comes by here and I ride the bus. I was visiting with him. I said, I'll go with you. I'll never forget it. That was my first visit to a Pentecostal church. Hey, this ain't just a Pentecostal church. This is the Pentecostal church. This is an Acts 2:38 Pentecostal church. This is a one God Pentecostal church. And there was something about that Sunday school class. It touched my heart. And several years later, we moved to that town. And I started hanging around. Hey, if you don't want the Holy Ghost, don't hang around the Pentecostals. I started hanging. And I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. I talked in tongues that night. I've been talking in tongues ever since. It's tongue-talking time in Buford. It's tongue-talking time in Buford. It said, out of his blood shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. But I want to tell you, since Jesus said that, he has been glorified and the Holy Ghost is poured out upon all flesh. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All through the book of Acts, they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In the second chapter, oh yeah, in the 10th chapter, in the 19th chapter, it goes over into the epistles, and they're still talking in tongues. That's right. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, said, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. It said, for I will pray with the under, I will pray in an unknown tongue. My spirit prayeth. And then he said, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. Then he said, forbid not to speak with tongues. What I'm preaching tonight is the will of God. It's the will of God. It makes me to know God wants every one of us to really pray through tonight. Andale pronto, andale pronto. Woo! I speak Spanish too. Enchilada, taco, burrito, chili verde. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. A renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. It said, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost. How long's it been since we prayed in the Holy Ghost? Now, we're going to come to a place in this service. I'm going to give everybody a chance to pray through. I'm going to give everybody a chance that don't have the Holy Ghost to come down here and get it. Then we're going to give everybody a chance that's got it to get it again. Oh, hallelujah. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And the Bible said in Acts 4:8, then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. And Acts 4:31, it said, when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Then the Bible said, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among yourselves, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost. And they chose Stephen, a man full of the Holy Ghost. Bible talking about Barnabas said he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost. Then talking about the Apostle Paul, it said he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. We need a daily renewing of the Holy. We need a daily renewing of the Holy Ghost. When I told you this is going to be elementary. And once we pray through tonight, let's don't let it get stagnant again. It makes no difference. It makes no difference if we are baptized in Jesus' name and that we receive the Holy Ghost one time. We've got to have an up-to-date experience in the Holy Ghost. A renewing of the Holy Ghost. A renewing of the Holy Ghost. I remember one time after I got the Holy Ghost, and I was in high school, and I was in a gym class, and I got the Holy Ghost, and I was in this gym class, and everybody in this gym class, they wore these little red trunks and a little white T-shirt, and we'd stand against the wall taking roll, and I was standing there, I thought, my land, I ain't got no clothes on. The Holy Ghost will convict you. The Holy Ghost will talk to us about things in our life that's not right. Oh, and that's why some of you is not right, because you're not full of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost hadn't been talking to you. I say, let's listen to the Holy Ghost. And you know what I done? Man, that seemed like that was 100 years ago, but it wasn't. And I went and bought me, in those days, we didn't have all that fancy stuff. It was just gray sweatsuit. And I got me a gray sweatsuit. And there I was standing up against the wall taking roll, and everybody was in their little red trunks and white T-shirt. But I had the Holy Ghost. Oh, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hey, and we were playing basketball in gym class. And boy, the Holy Ghost came on me. I said, boys, excuse me just a minute. And I ran around the corner. I looked around. I took that old gray sweatshirt. I pulled it up over my head. I stood there and talked in tongues. Oh, I'll never forget it. At home, I've got some hats. I got old hats. I got good hats. Them good hats, I don't just throw them in the back of the pickup like I do them old hats. If we're not careful, we'll be treating this Holy Ghost like just an old hat. We need to appreciate. I got the Holy Ghost. I got it. 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 Woo! like saying, woo-hoo-hoo! Glory to God. Hey, one time in our home church, there was an old boy. There was an old boy, he was about 13, 14 years old. His uncle brought him to church, and he got the Holy Ghost that night. His mama and daddy was not in the church. His daddy was an oil field worker, rough, tough guy. And his mom and dad didn't have the Holy Ghost. Well, old Jerry got the Holy Ghost that night. I mean, he got the Holy Ghost. You understand? Everybody say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Choir say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Everybody in this choir is going to talk in tongues tonight, all right? Everybody. 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 Praise God. And old Jerry got the Holy Ghost. I told you this is going to be elementary. He got the Holy Ghost, and he kept talking in tongues. He kept talking in tongues. He kept talking in, and finally his uncle, it's time to cut the lights out and go home. He's still talking in tongues. His uncle led him out to the car. This is a true story. This ain't a parable. And he put him in the car, and old Jerry was still talking in tongues. Let me tell you the end of this story, and I'll come back and finish it. He ended up being a preacher pastoring a church. Yeah, he did. Yeah, but anyway, he got the Holy Ghost. Yeah, he got it. And so his uncle took him home, got him out of the car, let him through the gate. He's still talking in tongues. Old Jerry was talking. He didn't want to lose it. I don't want to lose this, do you? I don't want to lose this. Come on, let's get hungry to talk in tongues tonight. You say, Brother Morton, you shouldn't be preaching. Everybody needs to talk in tongues. It's tongue talking time. Hey, let me tell you, the only reason you're saying that is because you need to pray through. Yeah. Glory to God. You're going to go pastor a church? Be a Holy Ghost preacher. Glory to God. Be a Holy Ghost preacher. Anyway, so his uncle knocked on the door. And the porch light came on, and the door cracked open. It was his mama, and she cracked the door open to look out, and his uncle just pushed him through. He was a big old boy, and he went in the house talking in tongues. He went into the bedroom where his daddy was asleep. He crawled up in the bed talking in tongues. His dad woke up, but you know what happened? His daddy got the Holy Ghost. His mama got the Holy Ghost. His sister got the Holy Ghost. His brother got the Holy Ghost. And he ended up being a priest. Oh, let's give the Lord a good hand clap. Praise God. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Remain standing. I'm going to tell one more story, but get ready to pray through. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Everybody say ready.
Ready.
We're going to pray through tonight. This is Bible. This is biblical. One time I was preaching a revival in Texas, and a young lady got the Holy Ghost that night. They took her home, and she was talking in tongues. And they took her home. The preacher and his wife and I went home, and we were eating. That's what Pentecostals do. That's what you're going to do when this service is over. But let's talk in tongues first. And so it was that the phone rang. The preacher answered the phone. He said, here, I'll let you talk to him. And her mother, unsaved mother, on the other end of that telephone said, preacher, I want to tell you something. My daughter is over here talking in something, and said, you got her started. You got to get her stopped. I said, ma'am, I start them. I don't stop them. I got the Holy Ghost and fire. I got the Holy Ghost and fire. I got the Holy Ghost and fire. Glory to God. If there's anybody who wants the Holy Ghost, come down here right now and you can get it. I'm talking about those that need the Holy Ghost. Y'all stay out of the way so those that need the Holy Ghost, come and get it. Come and get it. Come and get it. All right, sing something live. Come on, let's go. Oh, yeah. All right, everybody.
Jesus said it.
Jesus.
Jesus said it.
Jesus said it.
Believe on me.
Believe on me.
Believe on me.
Believe on me.
Scripture said it.
Come on, saints, let's pray. Everybody, every saint, every man, come on, let's pray. Let's get the Holy Ghost.
Scripture said it.
Scripture said it.
Scripture said it.
Scripture said it.
Come on.